Tom Hanks Podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks Podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Tom Hanks, hosted by me, Rachel Chapman.
Yay!
And today on the podcast, he's an actor, singer, songwriter, model, aspiring homeowner, aspiring father, Lukey Lou, it's Riley Wesley!
Wow, thank you.
Wow, what a wow.
Thank
okay.
you. I put a lot of work into
it. He looks exactly how yeah. you described him.
Yeah.
Yep, a Lukey Lou.
A Lukey Lou. And he's a good boy. It's Rob Skirbo.
Woof, woof. That's me.
He looks exactly how you described him.
Good boy.
Woof,
well,
woof.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. Truly, it's an honor.
No, yeah, it's definitely an honor. I'm very excited.
Yep.
Yeah. I officially watched every single Tom Hanks movie. Yay.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you find out how many there were?
Oh, no.
You don't have to right now.
It's like 57.
57, yeah.
Well, I watched 57. There's what... Okay, so here's the thing I didn't tell anyone. Cars is listed on his IMDb, and a lot of people consider it a movie, but he just plays like a Woody car, like a bit part, which he plays a lot of bit parts.
Oh, interesting.
I just didn't
There's
watch
a couple
it.
Like spin-off Toy Story things, too.
Yeah.
That'll be like... Halloween, Buzz's Halloween thing, and
yeah.
you're like, oh.
Is he in that?
Like, it'll just have, yeah. like, he'll, like, have, yeah,
he'll
his voice.
Like, Woody, yeah. But I didn't count Cars mostly because I don't want to watch Cars again.
No. They have a whole theme park dedicated to
yeah,
it, and
yeah.
I feel like no one's watching the movie.
Yeah, no.
If I'm being honest, I really do love the Cars movie, but I think I love it because I have watched all the other Pixar movies a billion times, but I didn't watch Cars because when I first watched it, I watched it too much. So now I haven't seen it in a long time.
Oh.
But I remember it being really good. And I also remember Cars 2 being good.
I liked Cars 2 because it was a spy movie.
That was
really?
A spy
movie. I've yeah. never seen Cars 2.
But everyone thinks that's the worst Cars movie, which it probably is, but I liked it. Yeah. But yeah.
But congrats on watching every
yep.
freaking movie.
Thank that's, you.
He would be... He'd be like, whoa.
He'd be like, why yeah. did she do that?
Like, wow, she.
Yeah.
Wow.
Riley, you were here for our first ever movie.
I was.
He
first
knows
ever
you're
movie.
Alone.
Oh, yep. Wow.
And
full
it
circle.
Was. Yeah. It was a wild movie.
It was wild.
It was.
He
yeah.
was barely in
he
it.
He was barely in it, but when he acted his heart out.
Yes.
He was doing. He was the best actor in the whole thing.
Yeah.
He was young, slim Tom Hanks, like you've never seen him before.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do another episode?
Did you do another? Yes, you did, right?
I think so.
Yeah. You've done the most.
I think this is my third.
What else did you do?
I didn't come on when Amanda did Toy Story.
No, you didn't.
Oh, Amanda loves Toy Story.
But maybe Wait. I haven't.
No, I think you did because...
I might have done one of your other podcasts. No, I did.
You did.
What movie was
Were
it?
You? Oh, The Great Buck Howard.
Yeah, The Great Buck Howard.
Oh,
with
wow.
Colin.
Yeah, yeah.
With Colin. Yeah,
with
I haven't
Colin.
Seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yep. That one, he also played like a bit part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. He played Colin's dad.
Yep. Classic.
Yeah. And he was disappointed.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
That movie felt like a bunch of big favors.
Yeah.
Ugh, those movies, the big favor movies where you can feel that you're like...
Yeah.
Yep.
You're like, this is a promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much an artistic choice. It's
yep.
like... We're really pushing it.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like if I could categorize Tom's movies in like two categories, it would be movies with like historical movies he loves, right?
He loves history.
And then favors.
Yep.
Well, Larry Crown feels,
yeah.
I know it's like, who did, was it his wife that won?
No, he directed it.
He directed it, but who produced it? The woman that did Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah. Well, it was. I think it was Playtone produced it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that one, I feel like, doesn't land as much as it could. But I've seen it a bunch.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, this feels like...
It's just a...
Need some more work.
What's
yeah.
it called?
Larry Crown. Crown.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's just one of his movies.
Yeah.
Is it your favorite?
It's not.
Oops.
No. I feel like that movie is just I wanted to do a movie with my friends.
Exactly.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Like all the Ocean's movies.
Yeah. But those were actually.
Those were fine. Those were good. Were,
yeah. Larry Crown.
This is just a little end. Weak. It's this, a little yeah. weak.
Excuse me. I'm going. Never mind.
But yeah, let's talk about what's your favorite Tom Hanks movie? Oh, boy.
What's yours, Rob?
Mine, and we were talking about this, it's so hard to choose, but as of right now, what I've been really feeling the past year or even the year before is Turner and Hooch.
Oh.
I know it's surprising. There's a lot of other movies he did, like Forrest Gump, and those all had huge impacts on me. But Turner and Hooch is a very classic tale of just like person and dog having to like compete against each other for sanity. And he just is so funny with the dog. And he's young and he shows so much promise. Like, to me, he's so entertaining and funny. And it's, like, young. And I feel like when I'm watching it, why I like it so much is I'm, like, it just makes it, like, I think it's inspiring to show, like, how just how great he is. Like, he can make a movie about him acting with a dog and just make it so good.
Yeah.
And there's romantic scenes in it. And it's a good commercial movie, I think, too. Like, it could come out now and people would be, like, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
I know it's a curveball a little bit, but I love Turner and Hooch.
That is a curveball. I wasn't expecting that.
No.
That's a good answer. It's that proves that you're a really good Tom Hanks fan. Yeah.
Proves you, It's also a sad movie.
It's so sad.
Is it like Marley and Me type of movie?
No.
No. Right. It's just like a dog movie where like the dog.
Like Air Bud.
You know, the dog dies. Like any animal movie.
So it is like Marley and Me.
Yeah.
But I think he's just so charming.
Yeah.
And
that's what I meant by Marley and Me. Is does the dog die? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it's refreshing. Like in the movie, you just can see that you're like, oh, this guy's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Like he just can do it all. Yeah. It's like, I'm like, just like get giddy when I watch the movie. Like I'll watch it really late. It's like kind of like my cup of tea or whatever. Like I'm like, oh, I'm like Turner and Hooch. Him and this Pooch just running around.
Yeah.
Turner and Hooch, him and his pooch.
He's in his underwear a lot in that movie.
Oh, sounds like a movie I'll like.
Also, I like the scene where he yells at Hooch for eating the car.
Yeah.
Like, don't eat the car.
It's got classic Hanks yelling.
Yeah.
And this is a weird fact, but I remember like listening to this thing and he was like, I was convinced acting was just yelling. He said that. And that's like what he does so much when he's young, he just has that yell that we all know.
Yeah.
That classic yell.
Yeah, that yell. And it's just, he does it so much in that movie. And I'm like, he's really living it up.
Wow.
Wow.
I feel like okay, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Different categories of favorite movies.
Yes.
I am always bad at doing this. I'm always bad at choosing one.
It's okay.
It's totally fine.
The first Tom Hanks movie I ever saw was Big.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I loved it was because he looked so much like my dad in that movie.
Oh.
So I would watch him, like, that reminds me of my dad, and that's why I loved that movie. It was just like, it was also my first, like, grown-up movie I watched, I feel.
Yeah.
But then, of course, Toy Story. I didn't even realize that was him in the movie until for years I'd hear his voice, like, that's the guy who voices Woody. Who is that? And it was Tom Hanks. And that stuck with me for a long time. And also Toy Story, was a important movie for all kids.
Yeah.
I feel. But then I guess I did like Forrest Gump.
This is such a hard question, I think. Yeah. It's such a
because he has, all those classics.
But he's such a special person, as cheesy as it sounds, like what you're saying, like Toy Story, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
But you gotta pick Riley.
And like and the Midnight Express, what's that called?
Polar Express.
Polar Express. That's was so he good. In Tintin? No.
No. But it looks the same.
It looks the same.
It's that animation that like Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah. Did Spielberg do Tintin or Polar Express?
Yeah, he did Tintin with Peter Jackson, I believe.
Oh.
It was like a team up.
Oh.
That's why I thought that Tom Hanks was in Tintin, but he wasn't.
No.
Well, I will just say that my favorite is Big.
That's the one.
That has stuck with me for a very long time. Yeah. Forever and ever. Also, I feel like it's too cheesy to say Toy Story or
Fortnite.
No. I think Big's also great. I almost was going to choose that Big. Is like kind of like another fake. Like it's
good.
It's like we were saying, it's so hard. You just got to pick one. And that's totally great.
Yeah.
Big is in my top five.
Yeah.
Yeah. I solidly always say You've Got Mail.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the movie I've watched the most. I watch it almost every single year.
Yep.
Multiple times.
Yep.
It makes me feel like home.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. I love those movies that you can watch and they never get old. They just you watch that at such a point in your life where like it's like a home base, like it just resonates with you. Yeah. That's me in Pirates of the Caribbean. Every time I watch Pirates of the Caribbean, boy, do I love it.
Yeah, that movie, I feel like the first one.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like you saw that a lot in theaters.
So much.
How many times?
Well, and actually, no, I never saw it in theaters because I was too young when it came out. It was too scary for me.
You know who loves Pirates? Lauren Holt.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she does.
She loves Pirates of the Caribbean.
Talk to her about this because I saw all of them. And boy, when I watched that last one at the very, very, very end, you don't expect it at all at the very end. Oh, my God. When Keira Knightley comes running down. Keira Knightley was not in any of
You love her, by the way, right?
I love Keira Knightley so much. But she wasn't in. I'm so sorry. This is not about Tom Hanks. But but she wasn't in the last, three Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Because there's, six of them or five of them.
Yeah,
she was only in the first three.
Yeah.
And then she wasn't in the last two. In the very last, 5 minutes of the last Pirates of the Caribbean, she comes running down the hill in this big dress. And she, because she hasn't seen Orlando Bloom, the love of her life, in so long because he's Davy Jones. And so then they kiss. She doesn't say one word, but I was just sobbing in tears. I still think about it all the time.
Aww.
Anyway, Tom Hanks is good and great.
Tom Hanks played Walt Disney.
Yes, he did. I love that movie, too.
Yeah.
He did. I love that movie,
too. He's kind of... I listened to one of the episodes recently where I think it's with Will Hines and Jess Fesgard, where you guys talk about Castaway.
Yeah.
But you're talking about his flaws, how it's hard because he doesn't have a lot of flaws in his movies.
Yeah.
But I think even in that one, too, he has some flaws. He's a little bit he's kind of pushy when he shouldn't be, I think.
Nice.
Even though, he's doing the right thing, he wants this movie so bad, he's not, I don't know. He could have been a little bit more personal with her.
Yeah. It's a little selfish what he does.
And I feel like Walt Disney in real life, you're kind of I'm sure he was great and I'm sure he was awful. And I feel like in that movie, you're there's something to what Tom Hanks was doing in there.
Yeah.
He's a weird twinkle.
He was showing, he has flaws. Walt has flaws.
Yep, Walt has flaws.
There was I wanted to do superlatives of all of his movies. I don't know how many you guys have seen.
I haven't seen too many, and I also don't know what superlatives means.
It's like in a yearbook.
yeah.
Like best dressed, most
fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you could do it. Yeah. I think you could. That sounds fun.
Okay. One an easy one is which one's your favorite Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks movie? Because there's only four. There's Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail, Joe versus the Volcano, and then Ithaca.
I've never seen Ithaca.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
That was a favorite movie.
A favorite movie. That's on the categories of favorites. Yeah.
I just watched Joe versus the Volcano.
And what do you think?
It's insane.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I was this movie doesn't make any sense to me. I feel like there was some issues in the editing or something. There's some huge... It's supposed to be really dumb, right?
Yeah.
But I can't tell. It's just a little weird. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think... But I kind of liked it in a weird, twisted sense, but I don't think it was amazing.
Yeah.
But I still kind of had a soft spot for it.
I surprisingly liked it a lot. Because it was weird.
Have you seen this movie?
No.
It is so weird. And it's also there's a lot of stuff that isn't explained.
Yeah.
It just, things happen. It's kind of like a Terry Gilliam kind of movie where just weird world, weird situations, almost dystopia.
Yeah.
Dystopia, I mean. But it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's got some really weird, Nathan Lane's in it.
Yeah. It's a weird movie.
Wow.
But Meg Ryan is really fun in that movie.
Oh, yeah. And she looks
plays
amazing.
Three different
she
characters.
She looks amazing. I just watched her Vogue 73 question. No, it was her tour of her architectural digest tour of her house. Uh-huh. And it's beautiful.
Oh, I believe it.
I'm trying to think favorite Meg Ryan Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah. I mean, mine's obviously You've Got Mail.
Yeah. I think mine is too. Yeah. Sleepless in Seattle, I feel bad. Her character's a little crazy.
Yes.
I feel like that movie doesn't hold up as well because she just is so obsessed.
Yes.
Like, it's almost like a scary movie.
She, like, flies out to wherever he lives and, like, just, like, watches them from across the street, almost gets hit by a car, and then, like, leaves.
Classic. Yeah. Very Meg Ryan. Yeah. Very me.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's Sleepless in Seattle's fun, but, yeah, you've got mail.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you...
I haven't seen any. I haven't
seen any. It's okay.
I think Sleepless in Seattle's my favorite.
Okay. Good choice.
Good choice. Yeah. It's good. It's good. It's also got a great soundtrack.
Yeah. I love Nora Ephron and Tom Hanks together, and I love how much they were like good friends. It makes me sad. I went to a talk a few years ago or last year or something, whenever his book came out, and every time like he just like always brings up Nora Ephron. Oh, and cute. He always talks about her and how great she was, and it just they were so they were nice. Did you ever see, there is a Nora Ephron documentary called Everything Is, what is it? Everything She's is great. Something? Copy. Everything is copy.
No, no.
Oh, okay. And it's about Nora Ephron and Tom Hanks is one of the like people that talk about it. It's really good. It made me cry a lot. You should watch it.
They're a good duo. Oh.
Yeah.
He has such an appreciation for... Like he has a strong appreciation for certain things in art, and I think Nora Ephron is one of those.
Yeah.
Not that she is art, but she just created this style, and it works so well with him.
Yeah.
And he does such a good job in her movies, just like exhibiting what I think she wanted.
Yeah, and her humor is great.
Like better than Billy Crystal.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, everyone thinks that Tom Hanks was in When Harry Met Sally. They're always like, "That's my favorite Tom Hanks Meg Ryan movie," and I was like.
Okay.
He's not in it.
Phonies. I would have said that too.
It's okay, Riley.
That's one you should see, though.
Yeah.
I do love Harry.
A lot of inside jokes.
I have met that, though. Oh, okay. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, oh. I
thought you've seen that one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That one's a good one.
And I recently, not with either of you, a couple days ago, did say that Tom Hanks was in Harry Met Sally. I said, no, they're talking about Harry Met Sally. I said, who was that? Was that? No, I said it was Hugh Grant. I thought it was Hugh Grant.
But
it was
weird.
That's music and lyrics.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
So then I wanted to do, what's your favorite Tom Hanks yelling moment in a movie? There's a lot, and it's hard to think of them.
Favorite Tom Hanks yelling?
Yeah, when he yells.
That's a great question.
It's hard.
Okay, well, if I'm being honest, I've only seen a select few of Tom Hanks' movies, and I feel like a phony being on the finale of this podcast.
I think it's good.
No, you're full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah. Totally.
So I'm just going to go with Toy Story because, boy, does he yell as Woody.
Yes.
When he says, like, you are a toy.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yep, and that has stuck with me for a long time.
I've been, like, working on a Tom Hanks impression forever, and that's where it started. Because just the way he says, like, toy. Like, he'll just be like, the way he's always like, oh, well, fine, boss. Just, like, he's just so, like, but no, that's a great one. Yeah. I'm trying to think. He yells in so much.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't yelled recently in his movies, which is upsetting.
As he ages, he's playing quiet old man.
Yes. The last really movie, he was the quietest old man.
I know. I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
It's good.
Oh, it's good.
I heard it's great.
Yeah. It's really good. It'll
he's
make
not
you
in
cry.
It that much, too.
Yeah. Well, they said, I read an like an interview or something like that, where it's like, we wanted to make a Mr. Rogers movie, but we can't make him the protagonist because there's no really character arc.
Because he was
whatever.
Just a fine man.
He's just a
no...
good guy.
Like a kind of a monk.
Yeah.
Hard to really show an arc of someone who's that.
So then they were like, we have to make him the antagonist. So then that's kind of what he is in the movie to our protagonist.
Oh, I got
to
see it.
Yeah.
You'd love it.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd cry.
Oh, I know I would.
Yeah. It's good. I liked it a lot more the second time I watched it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I liked it the first time, and I liked it better the second time I watched it for the podcast. Yeah. trying to think of what mine is.
I have mine.
Okay.
I figured it out. Money Pit. The Money Pit. He has one of the funniest moments in the movie. He like falls through the floor.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, or he goes, he just screams. Yes. And it's like him. I can't do it, but he just is on the ground, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And Money Pit is kind of awful, too. It's just like he just did all these comedies, these like studio comedies, and he just falls through this floor. You know what Money Pit?
it's you gotta watch
that one is so silly. Like, you gotta see The Burbs, all these movies that he did where they're like
the silly ones.
The silly ones where he's just a comedic actor. Him and his wife get this house. They're like, this is our dream home. And it just is like a Home Alone house where it falls apart and has like, is like
it's a
lot.
Money pit.
It's a money pit. And he falls through the floor.
Yeah.
And he just like yells.
He's in the rug.
Yeah, right? In the rug. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best one, I think.
He's just like screaming for someone to come and help him.
It's like Cheaper by the Dozen, but with adults.
Yeah. It's that kind of movie. And he really yells.
Yeah.
And I remember busting like by myself watching it at like 1 a.m. just like I'm like, because I have this DVD collection of his comedies, and I was like, I gotta watch Money Pit, and I was like, he just yelled and I was laughing so hard I woke up everybody. It was such a good part.
Wow, I gotta watch it.
It's very
I want to watch. Can we watch your Tom Hanks collection?
Yeah, they have Dragnet on there.
Dragnet.
Yeah.
Watch all these funny comedies. Yeah.
Watch The Burbs. That one's a good one too. Maybe that's one of my favorite moments when they get like this. Their dog digs up this bone from the other neighbors, and then he brings him over to him, and then he just starts screaming. But the camera starts zooming in and out.
Yeah.
Such a weird choice, but it makes me laugh so much. No, you know what my favorite is? It's in The Burbs too, when this explosion of the house happens and he's like going to the hospital or whatever, and he's like, his wife is Carrie Fisher, and she's like, they're talking and he gets really frustrated and he's like, fine, I'm going to the hospital. And he just like picks up his own gurney, puts it in the truck, and like gets in, and he's like, well, fine, I'm going. And then Carrie Fisher is like calm, and she's like, I'll see you there. And he's like, yeah, whatever, bye. Kind of thing. It's very funny.
He's so good. I think that what's so great about him is like, he's charming, but when he's mad, it's fun to see. Like, when we have a friend that, when you're like, oh, you're so cute when you get mad.
Yeah.
That's Tom Hanks. Yeah, like, he's just like, oh, okay. Oh, well. And you're like, he looks like a little kid when he gets mad.
Yeah.
Like, that voice that you can't tell where that accent. Like, he has some sort of accent.
Yeah.
But he's from California.
He does have some sort of... It's a Tom Hanks accent.
Yeah.
That's why every time I hear his voice, I'm like, that's Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a Tom Hanks accent.
It's just a Tom Hanks accent.
But he's from California, so I don't know where that's coming from.
You know what you should listen to? Have you listened to his Stranded on a Desert Island? It's like a BBC interview where he goes over... Oh, my goodness. It is so good. It's like a 20-minute interview on the BBC. You can look it up online, and it's about his 10 favorite songs.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
And he like cries during it.
Oh, man.
Cause I like got the playlist. I like made it, and I love like some of the songs are just, he's got great taste, but he's really personal.
Yeah.
And it's a lot about his career.
Oh.
And he just talks about what he would listen to on a desert island. And of course he takes it very seriously.
Yeah.
Of course.
And it's on the internet, probably on YouTube.
Oh.
It's really nice to listen to.
I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Skirbo was such a big Tom Hanks fan.
I am. I think I wanted, like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be him.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to be a good guy.
Yeah.
He's such a good guy.
You can really see
that in every movie he does. Like, you can tell this man's a good man.
And everyone that ever interacts with him only says nice things.
Positive things.
Yeah.
The sweetest man in the world.
He has to be a good guy.
He has to be.
Yeah. Did you guys see, I bring this up sometimes, the Onion article when it was like the Me Too movement was really big, and they're like, a woman comes forward against Tom Hanks being a great guy. Yeah. And I was like, ah.
Yeah, it's still a good guy.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
It's like an awful photo of him. So it looks like, when I saw it, you know how the Onion, you'll fool you for like a second. It freaked me out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is going to be mega bad.
Yeah. Like, I had a heart attack.
Yeah, me too. I told my dad. I like called my dad. I'm like, you got to see this. Yeah. And he's like, that's funny. But he was startled. He's like,
yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. Well, it's just like, I love Tom Hanks. So everyone sent it to me. And every time I would read it, even though I knew what it was about, it would scare me.
Especially if you're getting a multiple text about
it. Yeah. I'm like, I've seen it. Please stop.
It's like every time multiple friends text me at the same time or call me, I always think Beyonce died.
Oh.
Every time.
Oh.
You are her number one fan.
You are.
I guess.
How many times have you seen Homecoming?
God. More than I can count.
Yeah.
Truly. At least over 50 times.
You should start a Beyonce podcast.
Yeah.
I should do a Beyonce podcast.
You really should.
I feel like people will get bored with it.
No.
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 Okay. listen to my Beyonce podcast in a little bit.
I think like once you find your stride within it, yeah. And also, yeah, it'll be so nice for you to yeah. just talk about these things.
I can
things.
Go through her movies.
Yeah. Oh.
Do her and the Hanks man ever interact in a movie? No.
Her and Idris Elba do.
No. Yeah. But does Idris Elba and Tom Hanks ever? No.
Definitely at like a party. Him yeah. I could see him.
I bet there's a picture of them together yes. somewhere.
They've interacted somehow.
Yep.
Okay. What's the Tom Hanks best comedy? This one's hard.
Oh, funniest movie or funniest moment?
I'm going to let Rob answer this one first.
If this was a yearbook, they would win like wittiest,
most likely to be on SNL.
Yes.
Is this Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah. I was nominated for wittiest, but I didn't win. So
oh, you should have won.
Really?
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh.
Did you win any of them?
No, I didn't win any of them.
My school didn't do it, I don't think, because everyone, I wouldn't have.
You would have cleaned house?
I would have cleaned house. No, I wouldn't have gotten one. I would have cried about it. I would have felt really sad.
I'm still upset about it. I'm talking about it on a podcast.
I won most likely to work at Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Did you ever work at Disneyland?
No. And I remember being like, that is what, I guess that's my energy. I remember being like, that's great. Like, that just means
it is kind of your energy. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Like, I guess when I think of Disneyland, like we're like bubbly.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess I'm bubbly, but it was nice.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. I was like, they dressed me as Peter Pan.
Oh.
And I was like, I did want to be Peter Pan when I was like a little kid.
Same. But, gosh. Yeah. Did you ever read Peter and the Starcatchers?
No.
I haven't met anyone who read that book.
I've heard of it, though.
It's the most incredible, beautiful book in the whole wide world.
There was a play, right?
There was a play about it. I want to make it a movie.
Okay, do it.
Well,
funniest moment. This is a hard one.
This is very
or funniest movie because he's so funny.
Yeah, he's very funny. Before he had the whole thing that a lot of comedic actors do, where it was hard for them to break into like serious roles because no one would take them seriously.
I know, and it's so crazy that like I grew up. For me, it was like you know, Toy Story, but he was like to me, he was Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this guy's just a juggernaut. Like, he's just like the best actor ever. Like, Forrest Gump was my first favorite movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's... So I didn't even think of him as a comedic actor until like my friend bought me his comedies.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't until the last 5 years that I've been like diving into his comedy. And I'm like, oh, he was a comedian for sure. Like, Punchline too. He plays a comedian.
Yeah. But I don't think he's that funny in that
movie. No, you're right. You're right.
Anytime you're playing a comedian in a movie, I don't know if you're that funny. right?
No, it's true. You have to be bad.
Yeah. Okay. I think this was a stupid one. Honestly, I think he's really funny in Forrest Gump. There are moments.
There are moments where he's very funny.
Wow, I think that's a great pick.
Yeah.
I think that's the... Yeah, that's it.
He makes me laugh when he's like, Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
Yeah.
But that's mostly because Lieutenant Dan then sticks the ice cream in the bedpan.
No, he's so funny. His timing. And also, like that line where my favorite line is, it's like the Black Panther party line so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Or he's like, why'd you put your gun together so fast, Gump? And he's like, because you told me to, Drill Sergeant. And I'm like, his Forrest Gump just does the right thing always. He's always like, I went to the White House again.
Yeah.
Again. Must have had me twin on Dr. Pepper's or whatever. Yeah.
And he's like, I gotta pee. It's funny.
That's why that movie's so good, because he's so funny, but also so beautiful.
And
he does always it's a really good arc of a character that definitely like, you know, has something going on, but he does the right thing and chooses like to be honest over everything else, and he goes really far, like he runs through everything, like and it's just everyone's like, whoa, that guy, I thought he was stupid, but he's not. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Everyone should watch that movie.
It's great. Have you guys been to Bubba Gump?
Yes. Oh, I have a Bubba Gump shirt.
Bubba Gump is great. Every time we go, they do trivia. Do they do trivia for you?
Yes.
Okay, the hardest question I've ever been asked is, what color are Jenny's shoes on her wedding day?
White.
She doesn't wear shoes. It's a trick question.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Did we go to Bubblegum for your birthday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last year and in the year before.
Yeah. I go every year. I love it.
Can I piggyback off you and say Forrest Gump too?
Yeah.
I think that's so, it's such a, yeah, funny.
It makes me laugh. I like when he steps in shit.
My final answer is Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, no, wow. I love it.
Not very funny. His wife is dead, but you know.
But you never know.
The scene he has with his son in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, what do you know about?
Oh, yeah. When he's bragging about how many people he slept with. Yeah. Yeah, that is maybe funny. Okay.
One day, then I'll really know the right answer.
Yeah. No, yes. I believe you.
I believe you too.
Okay. So I had another one that was like, okay, best accent in a movie? Because he does a lot of accents.
Yes.
Have you seen Volunteers? Oh, you got to see it. It's one of the worst accents ever. Well, it's like, it's not bad. It's just like, he's like, mighty,
it's just insane. You're like, yeah, this is insane.
Yeah. Also, that's the movie where he met Rita.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Sweet crazy Rita.
Sweet crazy Rita. I honestly might say the most recent Mr. Rogers movie. He blew me away with
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. That's more like dialect than an accent.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm. I mean, also Forrest Gump, that's not really an accent, it's more dialect.
Yeah, but he based that on the little kid who played Little Forrest.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can't think of the movie. I know it's one of those like Spielberg movies.
Oh, you know what my favorite is? His and the Lady Killers.
Oh, it's insane.
It's weird. It's like Colonel Sanders.
Uh-huh.
I like the scene where they're at the diner.
Can you do an example? Because I haven't seen it.
It's like Southern, not that, but it's like, I don't know.
Can you try it?
It's hard. That's what, it's like Colonel Sanders where it's like, yeah. Well, I'll say hello. Like kind of right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's hard.
Sort of slower talk.
No, it's like,
like this.
He's wily, kind of. He's a little kooky.
What's that one Looney Tune character?
Oh, Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
I say, Senator.
Yeah.
He is dead. I should not have been here.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It is Foghorn. Yeah, Foghorn Leghorn. Just a Southern gentleman.
Yeah. I like when he orders waffles.
Yeah. That movie didn't do well, right?
No, it didn't do well.
Devastating.
But the Coen brothers will do that. They're like,
yeah.
They're like,
that was a Coen brother one.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which means there's probably some really cool moments. Their comedies are usually all over the place.
Yeah.
But I like that movie.
Did you watch that last movie they did with every single famous person in the world was in it?
Hail Caesar?
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw that one.
Was he in that?
No.
No.
How was the Hail Caesar?
I like it more and more every time I watch it.
I watched it multiple times. I guess I should watch it. I was going to watch it for Channing Tatum.
I know one person in it. Veronica?
Sawyer from Heathers.
No.
Riley. All the Veronicas I know. Just Rolodex of his mind. His eyes rolls to the back of his head.
Okay. What's his best Oscar-worthy performance?
Ooh, Forrest Gump. Or, what was that movie?
Uh-huh.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, God, that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good.
His accent in that, he's an accent in that that I like. I was going to say, yeah. But, so are these movies that we think he should have won? Or just in general? Any movie that we're like, was he not? He was nominated for Saving Private Ryan,
yeah,
right?
He was. He's been nominated 6 times.
He's also good in The Post.
Wait, did you not say your accent?
Oh yeah, no, I'm going to say Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Because I was trying to think of it. That's why I'm glad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it clicked. He's like a very subtle. He's very good at subtle accents.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his accent in Terminal?
Oh, what is that?
That one is my favorite. Boom. That's
Krakosha?
It's like Russian. He's like Russian. Or
yeah, it's a made up country.
Yeah. He's just like completely ambiguous.
He's like the goat.
He's like, oh, very good. And you're like Borat. Like, what is he doing?
Oh, Tom.
Oscar,
yeah.
Sorry, no Oscar worthy. That's tough.
Yeah. Mine is Captain Phillips. The last scene in Captain Phillips is the best acting I've ever seen.
He's just having a full-on panic attack.
Yeah.
He's like,
and then he starts breaking down and crying.
That movie's awesome.
Yeah.
That movie's really good. I forgot about that movie.
He wasn't nominated for that movie.
I'm upset. I'd say my favorite acting is Sleepless in Seattle.
That's a good one.
Once I
want
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think, did he get nominated for The Green Mile?
No.
What has he been nominated for?
Forrest Gump, Philadelphia, Castaway, Saving Private Ryan, Big, and Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yeah, Big was a big deal.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite, I'll say this, like, Castaway, if he didn't already win those two Oscars previously so soon, he might win because he carries the movie effortlessly. Yeah. That movie... Like, Will Smith can do it, too. Like, in the first half of I Am Legend, you can just watch these guys or these people for a whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, he's entertaining just talking to himself.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, that's really hard.
So hard.
Like, he's just there just, like, talking to a volleyball. And you, when that volleyball disappears...
Oh, Will Smith.
It's just like watching a dog die in a movie. Yeah. It's just as heartbreaking. And you're like, oh, yeah, Tom Hanks in a good script, but Tom Hanks made you... care about of volleyball. I mean, it makes
it's sad.
And I love that movie.
Yeah,
that movie's like medicine. I think it can get people through a hard time because it's just a tough. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Cry over here.
It also took a year for him to what is it? He like lost all that weight.
I think so.
He went through a lot for that movie. He should have won.
It just came so soon after Philadelphia and Forrest Gump. And
it's like 5 years.
Yeah, that's true. I guess.
Was he not? No, he wasn't nominated for Captain Phillips.
No.
Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood was.
Yes.
Supporting.
Yeah. But it's been 19 years since his last.
Nomination?
I think so.
Or win?
Nomination?
That's crazy.
I'm actually writing a movie with Tom Hanks in it.
Really?
I'm like, my dream is to. It's called Thanks Hanks.
Oh.
And it's like, I'm scared about even saying anything, but you live with this podcast. Yeah. And it's just him. It's like a romantic comedy turned horror film, and he's the villain.
Oh.
And it's just like, but it's about a rom-com couple who like get invited to hang out with him. And then he just like tries to kill them because he's like a perfect guy.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And I'm just like, that's, yeah.
That's
and,
a good movie.
And I'm like, I want to see him as the villain. Like he could do it. He's so crazy.
He could do a good villain.
That's the thing though. I think he struggles with being a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's hard for you to not like him.
What's that movie? Road
to Perdition.
He's a villain, kind of, in that.
He's a villain, but he's also, like, the protagonist. So you, like...
Yeah, he's a protector, but he's still... Yeah, he's at the top of the movie. He's pretty rough,
And Cloud Atlas, that was the one time where he was, like, a legit, like, villain. He threw a guy out off the balcony.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, like, one of the funniest moments ever.
That movie's crazy.
Yeah, that movie is crazy. But I liked it a lot more than I thought. I would, because everyone talks about how bad it is, right?
Yeah, it's just really confusing.
Yeah.
But I don't think the movie itself is, like, awful. It's just
kind
of confusing. Like, it jumps around a lot.
Something you got to watch multiple times to understand, but I don't know if you want to sit through it multiple times.
Maybe I will.
You will?
Maybe. We'll watch it.
Thank you.
We'll break it down.
I do want to watch all of these movies that I...
All of them?
All of them. I should have watched these with you.
No. I should have. You should have.
I watched the two that you told me to watch.
Thank you.
Yep.
That was all you had to do.
Yep. Unfortunately, he was barely in both of them.
He was. I'm sorry.
But they were good movies.
That's why you're the perfect person.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the perfect person for this.
Barely
I've barely seen Tom Hanks.
You're like, he's okay. You're like, I don't think he does enough.
I have more, but I also have a few quizzes.
Ooh,
you guys want to do a quiz?
Oh, this is awesome.
This is fun.
This is the best day of my life.
This is, so I have
this is the most embarrassing day of my life.
You're doing great.
Yeah,
doing
you are. Really well. This is like the best. Well. This is the best.
Honestly, you're fine.
Yes.
Okay. This one is from BuzzFeed, and it's, which Tom Hanks character are you? Do you guys want to do this one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, please.
Do you want to answer together?
I'm going to go with whatever. I truly want Rob to know what Tom Hanks movie he
is. Oh, okay. Tom Hanks character.
Character. Scary. I think this means a lot to him.
Okay.
This is so scary. I like, yeah.
But also, this is a BuzzFeed quiz, so someone just made it.
I know, but to me, it matters so much.
It matters so much. Same.
Okay. Which positive quality do you identify with the most? Optimism, courage, curiosity, being totally selfless, open, there's a lot, open to new ideas, making the most of bad situations, good sense of humor, caring and devoted, or practical and focused?
I would say Rob is outgoing, positive, mm-hmm. good sense of humor, very loving, caring, supportive.
I think the one that really is, I mean, I think good sense of humor.
Good sense of
humor.
I
think I'm always goofing.
Rob is always goofing.
Like, you know, it's also so funny that all this quiz, all those questions, it's like just Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
It just smells nice. Like Tom Hanks.
Great.
He made this.
Wonderful.
It's most likely to like walk you across the street.
Okay. Choose a type of candy. Okay. We've got jelly beans, M&M's, gum, Butterfingers, gummy bears, and Snickers.
I don't know why, but you seem like a jelly bean guy. Jelly beans are never that great, but you as a person, as a whole.
Oh, I was going to say I don't like jelly beans very
well,
much.
I don't think you like them. I'm just saying that which you one? Remind me of a jelly bean.
But which can't choose a type of candy?
Oh.
I guess this is what you want to eat, right?
Yeah. Butterfinger?
Butterfinger.
Butterfinger?
Anything with peanut butter.
Yeah.
Mm. Choose a photo from the 60s. Oh, no. So one of them isn't loading. So there's one that doesn't load. Then there's one that's a guy holding a thing that says fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a bunch of people sitting around a piano drinking. There's a bunch of people sitting in a car on the beach with surfboards. There's one of a man putting sunscreen on a woman. And there's one of a woman dancing on the street with a hat.
I do either the woman with the hat or the guy, the piano.
Yeah, the piano.
The piano?
Yeah.
Okay. Which word do you like the most? Dazzle, pony, sunny, melody, grateful, dream, tranquil, journey, or awesome?
Sunny really stuck out to me.
Sunny or dream?
Dream. Do dream.
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 I have an overreactive imagination. I always see I take these so seriously. I'm like, everyone's like joking around. I'm like this. I have a very overreactive
Okay.
I'm like embarrassing myself right now.
No,
I'm like,
great.
Riley, help me out here. He's like, Sunny. I'm like, no.
He's like, Sunny, yeah, or dream.
Choose a random thing. A puppy, a boat, books, a basketball, pumpkin pie, a piano, an iPhone, or shoes.
I will say, if you choose boat, you're going to get Captain Phillips.
Yeah. I'm not going to choose boat. I mean, you could do Forrest Gump for that, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, puppy is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Piano, I love piano, but, you know, I don't play it as much as I used to.
Yeah. That screams big.
Yeah. And then I love, what was the?
There's puppy, books, basketball, pumpkin pie, and an
pumpkin
iPhone.
Pie. See, pumpkin pie. It's between pumpkin pie and puppy.
Puppy.
Let's do puppy.
Puppy.
That's the one that jumped out at you.
I'm always going to grab the puppy.
Yeah.
Like, I would have gone pumpkin pie. I would choose pumpkin pie. But this is for Rob.
Yeah.
Riley is the most supportive podcast person.
What do you want the most? Peace, respect, justice, thrills, stability, or love?
Well, I've never met anyone who loves his friends as much as Rob does. Love or peace. Rob also wants everyone to just hold hands in love.
I love my lawyer being here. He's just like the nicest lawyer. Rob, I'm like just sitting here nodding my head.
He's a really good boy.
It's between peace and love.
I knew it.
I'm so basic. I'm like Ringo. You ever seen Ringo Starr? He's just always like, peace and love. I'm like, dude, you've been doing that forever. I think it's love.
They do go hand in hand. If you have love, you have peace.
It's just love is what I'm I sound like a retired guy from like the 60s. I'm like, it's just easy, man. Just love each other.
Just love. If you choose love, love is really, love is God. God is love.
Okay.
This and love's everywhere. God is everywhere.
Okay. Who Beyonce has said the that. Coolest hairstyle? Okay. So since this is a podcast, it's good. I'm going to try to describe. Okay. So this guy has a blue mohawk. This woman has like curly, like fro. This woman has like braids with beads in her hair.
Ooh, Cleopatra.
And then this one has like, kind of like frizzed out red hair. And then this person is shaved on the sides, but like all on the top. This guy has like a curly mullet. This woman has like a fro, but it's like high up on top. This guy's got dreadlocks. And then this guy has red and black hair. It's like one side is red, one side is black. And then his beard is all red.
I would love to know why the person who made this quiz chose these images and what they mean and
this
what
is
character they will point to.
Yeah.
It's such a good point, Riley. That's insane.
All these people look like they're from the 80s, too. So
I do think, because when the one you said is a little froey, I imagine it being like the 80s type of permed, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Which reminds me of my mom, so that's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I also can see Rob liking the, honestly, if I'm being honest, I heard all of them and none of them screamed Rob to me.
Yeah.
The only one I like the, if I like the curl, I love curly
look
hair.
At it.
I'm thinking like.
Did I describe
them? Oh my God. Yeah, you described them perfect.
Okay. Look at this guy.
I really like.
Ooh, I like the bottom left.
I like.
Just because she looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with
look at
the mullet guy. With
mullet
the
guy?
Hair.
This guy?
That's my favorite one.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, oh, you got Sully. Chesley Sullenberger from Sully.
He also does an accent in that movie.
He does.
Sully, I did not like that movie. I think it's so bad.
It's kind of boring.
And it's also...
Rob is Sully.
It's like they're trying to make drama from nothing.
They're like, oh, that movie's, I think, so bad.
Yeah.
Not his fault.
Well, that was a movie where like this event happened and they immediately like, we have to make a movie right now before people stop caring about it.
Yeah.
But they can't... You have, it's like one moment and they replay it like four different times throughout the movie and it's so boring in certain sections.
Yeah.
There's just scenes where he's just like, he's just sitting.
Yeah.
And he's like flashing back and you're like, okay, how many times can we like watch this scene? Yeah.
I wonder how the real Sully is doing if he has bad PTSD.
I got Captain Sully.
Yeah.
I was hoping for something more exciting for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I would be always going for big.
Yeah. The description is, you're very brave and calm under pressure. You're the hero everyone could be if they could set aside their ego and focus.
This is the opposite. I have like such bad anxiety. I'm always
under
watching
pressure. Rob
movies.
Will be shaking and crying.
I'd be like this. I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Don't put me in charge really like that. I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be the one doing this.
Okay, I have another quiz.
Right.
This one is, which Tom Hanks movie are you?
Ooh.
You should do this one. We should all do this one.
Oh yeah. Because I probably haven't seen it. So maybe you'll give me a good movie to watch.
We'll do it as a group.
One I'll love.
Okay. Tom Hanks has done over 30 movies. For the next few questions, we will name
30.
Four per question. Pick your favorite of the group. Okay. This is weird. Okay. For this one, it's Big Splash, Forrest Gump, or Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, Catch Me If You Can. I forgot about that movie. Big.
Big?
Big.
Big. Okay. What's your favorite Tom Hanks film of the following? Saving Private Ryan, Bachelor Party, That Thing You Do, or The Man with One Red Shoe?
I think the first one. What was the first one?
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is your favorite Tom Hanks film of the following? A League of Their Own, The Terminal, Cloud Atlas, or Sully?
Cloud Atlas.
Are we going Cloud Atlas?
I haven't seen any of them.
I take these things so seriously.
I know.
I'm always like this, like I'm itching my arm over here. I'm well,
what's yours? Favorite?
The best one is
A League of Their Own?
Yeah, that's the best one.
Right. A League of Their Own. I changed my mind. I would have said Sleepless in Seattle if it was there.
I just keep shutting out Riley.
Riley, you do this one. This one's for you.
You're such an asshole now.
No, this is good.
Which is your favorite Tom Hanks film of the following? Angels and Demons, Castaway, Captain Phillips, or Apollo 13?
Rob, what do you think?
I don't know that one. That one's hard.
That one's really hard.
Like, Angels and Demons is low-key really good.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. That one's the best one of the...
the series.
Yeah.
And then you have Castaway, which we were just talking about. Just and then you have...
Apollo 13 is great. If you like space.
I love space.
And
haven't
Captain
seen
Phillips
it.
Has the best acting I've ever seen. Dang. What do you say, Riley?
Yeah, you pick.
Oh, God.
Just pick one.
Yeah, just pick one.
Okay. Castaway.
Castaway.
Riley looked right at me. He was like this. I was like,
I look for Rob's approval.
Okay. Inferno, Bridge of Spies, The Green Mile, or Road to Perdition?
Bridge of
Spies. I'm going to say The Green Mile.
Nice. I'll go with that, too.
It's an automatic cry movie.
Yeah, it does make me cry a lot. Okay. Da Vinci Code, Polar Express, Philadelphia, Charlie Wilson's War. You love the Polar Express.
I love the Polar Express.
Throw a Christmas movie in there.
Okay. Nice.
He plays every part.
Yeah,
he's
does.
Like, all aboard.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite yelling moments, too. Yeah. Yeah. All aboard.
Turner and Hooch. Turner and Hooch. The Money Pit, The Burbs, or Joe versus the Volcano.
What was the first one?
Turner and Hooch.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to say Turner and Hooch, but there's other good ones in there.
Turner and Hooch.
Money Pit, Burbs, or Joe versus the Volcano.
These are his comedies.
I've heard good things about all of these from Rob.
I think that, but also I think because I just watched Joe versus Volcano, let's do that one.
Joe versus Volcano?
That one's, and The Burbs is good, but Joe versus Volcano. I also just want to see the algorithm on this thing.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Punchline, Nothing in Common, The Bonfire of the Vanities, or Dragnet?
Did I eat today?
Did you eat today?
Yeah, I did. Okay.
I want to say Punchline.
Yeah,
that sounds good to me.
Sally Field's in there, and she's awesome in that movie.
Love Sally Fields.
Yeah. Okay. Toy Story, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, or Cars? This was a question I wanted to ask. I wanted you guys to rank Toy Story movies.
Oh, I could do it.
Yeah.
Toy Story 3 is my favorite one.
Oh, okay. Two? Yeah.
If I'm being honest, I've only ever seen the first one and the third one.
Wow, okay. Well, two's the best.
Two is a master. I mean, they're all great, but two's a masterpiece.
I guess
two's
I have to watch one. It.
It just is. It makes I cry during Toy Story more than I cry in any other
Is
ones.
That the one where he says goodbye to his toys?
No.
There's just this sequence with Jesse. That's
the Jesse sequences.
I see. I've never seen Jesse. All of a sudden, she was just there.
The Jesse sequence.
Do you see the fourth one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was mad at that one.
I didn't want. Let's do Toy Story 2 then, I guess.
Toy Story 2?
You should. We should watch that together.
Okay, I love
Amanda
that.
Likes that
I'll
movie.
Cry.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. Which Tom Hanks film with Meg Ryan is your favorite? You've Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle, Joe vs. the Volcano, or I Don't Like Any Movie with Meg Ryan. That's an option.
Ooh, someone hates Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Either Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah.
She's like, get away from my husband. Yeah. She has a glass of wine. She's just.
Or none. I hate every movie with Meg Ryan. My son, Chet.
Oh, You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Uh-oh.
Or,
oh,
no movies with Meg Ryan. You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail? Are you sure?
No, do Sleepless in Seattle.
I think You've Got Mail.
No, because we've been doing Sleepless in Seattle the whole time.
Yeah. Okay. Sleepless in Seattle.
Riley's scared of me.
I'm really insecure.
Okay.
No.
Aside from Meg Ryan, who's your favorite leading lady opposite Tom Hanks? Shelley Long, Daryl Hannah, Sally Field, or Julia Roberts?
Sally Field?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sally Field.
That's kind of, I feel like there's other ones.
Yeah.
I guess maybe so many of them are with Meg Ryan.
Yeah. In the late 1970s, Hanks did stage work in several Shakespeare productions. Which is your favorite? Taming of the Shrew, Twelfth Night, Hamlet, or The Two Gentlemen of Verona? What's your favorite Shakespeare?
If I'm being honest, boy oh boy, the only one I know is Hamlet.
Have you seen that clip of him during, I think, Twelfth Night?
Yeah.
With the phone?
No.
There's like a clip of him on the internet where he like someone, or like there was a tech issue. So he went out and just improvises Shakespeare, like a monologue with the audience.
No way.
And it's hilarious. Like, it's like, I think it's Twelfth Night.
I want to see that.
Yeah, it's super. He's just like, he comes out.
I'm sorry.
Would you just put the...
I always do this. I think.
Yeah, let's do Hamlet.
Hamlet? Okay. Isn't Taming of the Shrew 10 Things I Hate About You?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that's Twelfth Night.
That's Twelfth Night. What is Taming of the Shrew?
I don't know that one.
Is that one... Which is the one that she's the man?
That's Twelfth Night.
That's... No, that's...
Oh, you're right. You're right.
That's Hamlet.
No.
No, like you're...
No.
Twelfth Night is She's the Man.
And then Taming of the Shrew is 10 Things I Hate About
yes,
You.
Yes, sorry. Okay. You were right. My bad.
No. Okay. That's good. Hanks has produced many films he didn't appear in. Of the Fallen, which is your favorite? Ooh. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Loved. Where the Wild Things Are, Loved. Mamma Mia, Loved. Or Evan Almighty.
Mamma Mia, are you serious? That's one of the best movies of all time.
Okay.
You didn't even do Bruce Almighty, he did Evan Almighty.
He did Evan Almighty. That's
I want to make it more appropriate.
Yeah.
Because that movie's way more appropriate than the first one, which I'm like,
Steve Carell. The other Carell.
One, he uses his god powers to be gross.
To be gross and grimy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's so gross.
He lifts up ladies' skirts.
Yeah.
That movie's going to look so bad one day.
Yeah. Jim Carrey. Boo.
I think.
Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia.
I love
Mamma Mia. Yeah, that's also a great. I didn't know that.
He loves making Greek movies because Rita is Greek and now he is Greek because of Rita.
That is sweet. My Big Fat Greek Wedding is also very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Hanks has guest starred in many TV shows. Of those he did before 1985, which is your favorite? The Love Boat, Family Ties, Happy Days, or Taxi?
Taxi.
Taxi.
Great. Taxi.
Taxi.
I haven't seen any. I've seen Taxi.
I haven't seen any of them. I was born in 2002.
Really?
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
I was born in 1995.
It's really.
That's when Toy Story came out.
I was born in 1994.
Oh.
Forrest Gump? It was 93 when Forrest Gump came out.
Yeah, you're a year older than me.
I'm 90.
You're 90 years old.
I'm 90.
I'm 90.
I'm 90 years old. Tom Hanks has guest starred in many TV shows of those he did in the 1990s. Which is your favorite? Tales from the Crypt, Saturday Night Live, From Earth to the Moon, A League of Their Own. Yeah, there was actually a TV show based on the film. It's in parentheses.
Oh, that was you.
No.
Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah. Right?
Right? We know it.
Right?
Right? Okay, which CNN documentary produced by Hanks has been your favorite?
Oh, boy.
The 60s, the 70s, the 80s,
or
the
now.
Assassination of President Kennedy?
Wow, range. I'll say the 80s.
80s.
That seemed like a fun time.
80s were fun. Okay, Tom Hanks was nominated for 5 Oscars. This is an old quiz. Winning 2. Which was your favorite film he was nominated for? Big, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, Castaway, or Saving Private Ryan? Which one's your favorite?
I'm just going to go for Big.
Yeah, Big.
Big?
Big is adorable.
Okay. As a producer, Hanks has been nominated, but not won Emmys 4 times. Which of you? Which is your favorite winless project? That's sad. Damn. From Earth to the Moon, Band of Brothers, Big Love, or 25th Anniversary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Concert?
I think 25th Anniversary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Concert.
He didn't win for Band of Brothers?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay.
That didn't win anything? That was such a big deal.
Should we do Band of Brothers then?
No. Let's do the...
It didn't win an Emmy.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Hanks has won 4 BAFTA awards. Which of the films he won for is your least favorite? Forrest Gump, Saving Private Ryan, Castaway, or Captain Phillips? Your least favorite.
What are the...
Saving Private Ryan, Forrest Gump, Castaway, Captain Phillips.
Yeah.
They're all pretty good, so from what I've heard.
Ugh, that's so hard.
You can say Captain Phillips.
I would say Captain Phillips, but I don't know. That's,
I mean, the last monologue in that movie is the best acting that's
ever
that's ever happened.
But you have to wait till the end of the movie for
it. You have to wait till the end.
Yeah.
That's so hard.
It's
what do you think, Rachel?
I don't know.
You pick.
Honestly, Saving Private Ryan is
Let's do that.
So
one.
Stressful. I never want to watch it again.
Yeah, you're right. I watched that one the least anyway.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's very violent.
Yeah. Hanks has won 4 Golden Globe Awards. Which is your second favorite film he won?
Okay.
Big, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, or Castaway? So you already said Big was your favorite.
Maybe Castaway.
Castaway.
It sort of floated Castaway. In the middle of everything we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. It's good.
Hanks has also been nominated for, but not won, Golden Globe Awards for 4 movies. Which is your second favorite film he was nominated for? Sleepless in Seattle, Saving Private Ryan, Captain Phillips, or Charlie Wilson's War?
Captain Phillips.
Captain Phillips.
Or, yeah, second favorite, right?
Yeah. Because Sleepless in Seattle is number one, right?
Sleepless in Seattle is number one. And then the one that I've never heard of is probably my least favorite.
Charlie Wilson's War?
Yep.
That one's okay. That's Mike Nichols, right?
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Love her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's really good.
Yeah. She picks at her eyelashes with the safety pin. And freaks me out.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. That really gave me the chills.
Sorry.
No,
it's a weird thought.
Also, I don't know if you've noticed, but Rob has the most beautiful eyelashes in the whole world.
Aww.
I thought you did.
No.
Are you guys falling in love?
Yeah.
This is where we met.
Between 1989 and 1999, Tom Hanks was either nominated for or won 4 American Comedy Awards. Which film was he the funniest in?
Okay.
Big, A League of Their Own, Forrest Gump, or You've Got Mail?
What did we say was when we were giving out his, what are they called, Snack
the
Keys?
I thought he was the funniest in Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Tom Hanks has been nominated for 3 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. Which of these movies would you first show your child?
Oh.
Apollo 13, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, or I would pick a different one. That was enough.
I think Toy Story 1. But it's not there.
Yeah, so I would pick a different one.
Yeah, pick a different one.
You gotta
Toy
start
Story
in
1.
Order.
Yeah.
You gotta.
It's a weird.
Yeah, that was a stupid question. Okay.
Yeah, Rita Wilson.
She's just like crying.
Oh, man. Okay, who is your favorite female co-star of Hanks in A League of Their Own? Madonna, Gina Davis, Rosie O'Donnell, or Lori Petty?
I feel like society is giving Madonna too much, so I'm not going to give her this.
She was also apparently not very nice on set.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Who's her sister?
Lori Petty.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. What do you find as the most surprising thing about Tom Hanks? He has been divorced. He has type 2 diabetes. Oh, one gosh. Of his sons is a rapper, or he converted to the Greek Orthodox Church.
I truly did not know he has type 2 diabetes. That was
yeah, I know that one.
That shocked me.
Yeah.
That one.
I just took my 23andMe and it said that I am likely to develop type 2 diabetes.
Oh. Yeah.
It's manageable though.
Yeah.
I've always said that it's my biggest fear because I have a horrible deathly phobia of needles.
Oh. That one's also the one that gets the most support. Because more people have it.
My dad has it.
Is that the one Nick Jonas has?
Yeah. No, he has type 1.
Type 1.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Type 2, you have to do insulin.
Type 2, also, you can get better from if you just, like, exercise and eat right. Yeah. Like, Tom Hanks was on it, did an interview where he's like, yeah, I could, you know, kick it if I just, like, went back to, like, my weight in high school, but I'll never do that or something
yeah.
like that.
I'll be fine if I eat clean.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. And also, yeah, it's manageable.
It's not the end of the world.
No.
Tom's doing it.
Tom's doing it.
If Tom has it, then
if Tom
sign
has it,
me.
Oh, baby.
No. Which social cause of Hanks do you support? Most support? Marriage equality, protecting the ozone layer, alternative fuel development, or space exploration?
I would do either ozone or alternative fuel development.
alternative
fuel development.
Yeah. Okay.
Like an hologram for the king. What was he doing there?
Creating a hologram for the king.
I thought he was doing something environmentally friendly. I saw that movie in theaters.
Oh,
by
me
myself.
Too. And it made me so uncomfortable because there's a sex
scene. It's like the only. Is that
wow.
one of his few sex scenes?
Yes, it's like the only
Tom
one.
Tom Hanks has a sex scene?
Yeah,
yes.
with. But he has one in Turner and Hooch, but it's not like a sex scene. It's just like it's implied.
Yeah, you don't really see it like in Big too, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Big has some sexual tension.
Yeah.
I mean, Marriage Equality is also good, but like I will say, you know, we can get married. Now we're focusing on bigger things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Alternative fuel. Okay, how many more questions are there? Okay.
I hope your listeners are loving this.
They love it.
They love this.
They love it.
They love it. Yep.
Which number is most impressive? Hanks' films average over $100 million gross. His films have made $4.3 billion total in the U.S. His films have made $8.5 billion total worldwide. Or Asteroid 12818, Tom Hanks is named after him, obviously.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool.
Okay. When Tom Hanks hosts Saturday Night Live, what do you think? This is guaranteed to be good. Is Saturday Night Live still on? Tom Hanks is starting to look
Rita.
Old.
Rita.
Or nothing can make SNL good anymore. Oh, no.
Rita. She just is bummed she's never hosted.
Yeah, she's upset.
She
hates when she goes on because...
She's like, why is he over in New York?
Why is he over in New York?
Oh, it's guaranteed good.
It's guaranteed
when he does
good.
It, when he does it,
he's doing
there's
comedy.
Always a clip
yeah.
the next day that pops up, and I'm like, they just, wrote a good thing for him, and he kills it.
Yeah.
He I saw him do something recently where he did something with like Kyle Mooney or something, and he just is like, maybe he doesn't think it's funny, but he's trying.
Yeah.
He's just so funny.
He's so funny. Right. So naturally funny.
What adventure did Forrest Gump have that was your favorite? Played football for Alabama, was shrimp boat captain, fought in Vietnam, or became a world-class ping pong champion?
The ping pong bit's fun.
Yeah.
And also, shrimp boating's fun.
Yeah, shrimp boating is the most, like, spiritual part of the movie.
Yeah.
Let's do that. That's Rob's favorite.
Shrimp boat.
Because he's just, like, he gets to see Lieutenant Dan swim and...
Yeah.
Okay. What one word describes Tom Hanks? Nice, funny, talented, or versatile?
All of them. Talented.
Talented.
Nice.
Nice. Funny.
I do talented. Versatile means he's talented.
I wouldn't say. I don't know. This is maybe
one word describes him.
Yeah. I think talented.
Talented.
Talented. Okay.
We got a result.
You got Splash.
His first or second movie, like his first big movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. You got Splash. The world seems to be passing you by and you're not sure what to do about it. Everybody else seems to be on a different page than you, but fear not. You don't need to play by their rules. Things are going to work out for you if you just keep your eyes open and believe in yourself. You're one of the few left in the world who knows that love truly can solve all problems.
Wow.
Splash is an interesting movie. You know, that was supposed to go to John Candy, right? That role?
Really?
Yeah, the lead.
But he's the brother.
I know. They wanted Tom Hanks maybe to be, like, they were testing them out as opposite roles.
That's crazy.
And then they were like, Penny Marshall?
Wow.
Who did League of Their Own or Big was on, or her brother or father or something was working on Splash and was like one of the people that like saw Tom Hanks, kind of the Marshall family saw him in Splash and they like brought him to success.
Oh.
You know, Splash is Charlize Theron's favorite movie.
Really? Yeah.
It's really funny.
Tom Hanks gave her like her first start in that thing you do.
That's what she gave a beautiful speech when she was honoring, or maybe she was accepting some award and
she
goes.
She was introducing him for his Cecil B. DeMille Award, right?
Yeah. And she talked about how growing up she'd watch Splash. And
yeah. She wanted to be a mermaid.
She wanted to be a mermaid.
Me too. Me too. Yeah.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Okay.
I love their friendship.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I didn't know that at all.
They're cute. Okay. Do you guys want to rate Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, out of 5 Tom Hankses, how many Tom Hankses do you give Tom Hanks?
5. God damn, I'll give him 6.
Yeah, as many as I can.
Yeah.
Every day, I'm going to like, if there was a button to do that, I'd wake up and just hit it, be like, not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you guys say to Tom Hanks if you met him?
I would say...
Ha Honestly,
honestly,
same.
Yeah. Okay. Honestly, that's exactly what I would do.
Hi.
I would literally like try to. I'd be that guy to be like, "Hey, man, this is so lame. I'm a comedian, but I've been working on an impression of you my whole life." Oh. And I'm like, and I will do it one day. And but I'm like, you got to hear it.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like,
What would be the one? The one bit you would do for your impression to him?
Just like him.
Him yelling?
It's just him, yeah. It's always him angry. Like, yeah. Oh, well, fine. Yeah. Rob, you do an impression. Oh, well, that's cool. Or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like him freaking out. Like, yeah. I just love doing it. Because he's like, that's his best. That's like what we love about
that's
him.
That's Tom Hanks, baby.
Him going, yeah. No, there's no crying. Or, yeah. You know, the way he just goes. I don't know how he makes that sound.
I think I would say, hey, listen, bud. One of my good buds, Rob, is writing a movie where he wants you to play a villain, and I think you can do it.
Yeah.
I know you're thinking, I can't be a villain. No one can see me as the bad guy.
Yeah.
But listen, you got, you know, flip that switch.
Yeah.
Flip that switch. Be mean. It's a beautiful script, I'm sure. Rob's a beautiful guy. You'll really like him. Get along with him. He loves peace and love.
You guys are falling in love.
He has beautiful eyelashes, and he really supports his friends, and I think he'd really support you as a writer, yeah. And also he probably would want to have heavy influence in the making of the movie, so he'd probably be on set, and he would really, you know, he loves words of affirmation, and he would be telling you good
things.
My
love languages.
Yeah.
Words of affirmation.
Has he ever, do you think he'll ever, I mean, has he ever heard this podcast?
I don't think so. I don't know.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. I bet Rita has. I bet Rita listens.
No, he knows it exists, though.
I.
Like 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think 100%.
Really?
Yeah, I think at least someone mentioned it to him.
Oh, okay.
Like, so he's aware of its existence.
And then he'll never listen.
You never know.
You never know. Maybe when he's driving.
Maybe if I offer to give him a typewriter, he'll come on.
Yeah.
That's what Chris Hardwick did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not giving up my typewriter.
Has he ever been on, like, Marc Maron or anything like that? Like,
I don't think so.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
He has a good podcast voice.
He has a good voice.
His voice is incredible. You know what's crazy? That he, you know how he was like divorced when he was young?
Yeah.
He got like, he was like, had a kid when he was like 21.
Colin, right?
Yeah.
And he was so young. Like him and Billy Crystal both had kids at like 21 and were married and pursuing acting.
Yeah.
And he's like that first marriage and that my son is the only reason why. That's what he said in an interview. He's like, the only reason why. Like, I got where I was. It, like, helped me focus.
Wow.
And just, like...
Wow.
He's like, I had no money. But he's like, I just kept... I'm like, yeah, no wonder. He's just so focused and so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still love him after watching all of his movies?
Yeah.
Yep. That's how you know he's good.
Yeah.
There's some stinkers that he made. But everybody makes a stinker.
Everyone makes a stinker.
It's crazy to watch those stinkers because you're like...
Yeah, but also he's made so many good ones. Like I would say he probably has the best record of any actor ever.
Oh, he's a hit always.
Yeah.
Like that's a Turner and Hooch. In no way am I like, that's the best movie ever, but it's my favorite one. Because I'm like, he's the only reason that movie is working.
Yeah.
Like he just... Him and a dog. I'm like, that's the dream.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be an actor, I'm like, yeah, put me on set with a dog. And he just murders it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know who I think has potential to sort of be on the same kind of track? And this is very controversial.
Uh-oh.
But
every
single movie I have seen of Anne Hathaway's I thought was good.
Oh.
Every movie she's done
I
thought was pleasant and good.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, even in Ocean's 11,
Ellen
at
Chanted
the very end
wonderful.
Of it, she truly looks at the camera and is like, I've never done a bad movie.
Yeah.
Ever in my life.
It's She's true.
Princess Diaries, so good.
Yes.
Princess Diaries 2, also good.
Chris Pine. Was Chris Pine?
Yes. Chris Pine. Big break.
Chris Pine.
Ella Enchanted.
I love that movie.
Ella Enchanted, so good.
And nominated for 2 Oscars.
Really?
Yes. Rachel Getting Married, and she won for Les Mis.
I didn't know Rachel Getting Married. What was it called?
Getting Married.
I've never heard of that.
Mm. It was good. It was sad, devastating.
Yeah, it looks sad.
I always thought Paul Rudd, if he was like a serious actor, he could have done what Tom Hanks did.
Totally.
But he's just too... He never
But he has a lot of good movies too.
Yeah, like very likable. So I was trying to think of like the Everyman. That's like when I think of Tom Hanks.
That's Rob Scurbo. Everyman.
Well, that's the thing. When I was a kid, I'm like, oh, my mom's like, he's the Everyman.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I want to be a harmless figure in a movie.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, because it just, I think he must feel a lot of pressure though sometimes.
Especially doing like Castaway and shit like that, where he is driving the whole entire movie.
Yeah. But he knows he can do it.
He knows
did,
he can do
did
it.
Did you guys talk about that and how they didn't want FedEx for that movie?
Oh, yeah. They like didn't.
Or there was another company, but no one wanted to do it. So FedEx was like a newer company or something.
Yeah, and they were like, okay. And then it really boosted sales or something like that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It also boosts people applying for jobs, which seems like the opposite.
He single-handedly fixed unemployment.
Yeah.
He could run for president and everyone would be like this.
People have...
Yeah.
People have mentioned it, but I don't think he would.
Well, because here's the terrifying thing. If you ran for president, someone would dig up something.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Well, it's just chat, right?
Yeah, it's just chat.
And he would be like, I'm sorry.
Do you know who I think could run for president? Michelle Obama.
Michelle? Oh, I want her to run for president.
Wouldn't she be great? Because she also would be, should be on the Supreme Court because that's what she does. She's a lawyer, a justice.
Yeah. She's great.
She's great.
This was amazing. I'm literally like so happy right now. Talking about Tom Hanks is amazing.
It's fun.
He's like the best.
I never truly realized how big a fan Rob is.
Well, I knew I was going to come here and go nuts.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's like my girlfriend, here's it, my mom. And everyone, like, and I just, I'm like, he's like the best. Like, I have a Roku remote, and I'll just like, you can talk into it. And every day I'm just like, searching, and then finally I'm like, I like turn it on and I'm like, I talk into it and I'm like, Tom Hanks movies, and I'll just go through and I'm like, this is the one,
pick the good one.
Yeah,
he's like it makes me feel like home, kind of like You've Got Mail. I think we all have a movie of his that we're like, yeah, that one I can fall asleep and just like cuddle up and
I
love that.
He just is a great person.
He's a great guy
and I love him.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. And I can't wait for his movies to come out this year.
Do you know of any movies that he's doing?
He's doing the Elvis one.
With Austin Butler?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He plays like Elvis's manager or something like that.
Wow. Maybe he'll do a good job.
Yeah. Maybe he'll do a good job.
I always worry about those movies.
Yeah. It's Baz Luhrmann too, right?
Oh, it's going to be good.
Yeah. See, with Baz Luhrmann, it's like...
That's his first one doing them together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's either like truly like either going to go for it big and it doesn't work or go like, I didn't like Great Gatsby, but he went for it.
Oh, I loved Great Gatsby.
See, it's so much of like your preference.
Yeah.
So he'll really push Tom.
It's a big show.
Yeah. Big show.
Yeah.
But I also didn't like what was it called? The Get Down?
The Get Down.
On Netflix, TV show.
I didn't see it. But I love Moulin Rouge.
Love Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
Romeo and Juliet is one of my favorite movies ever, ever, ever.
Yeah. I mean,
Moulin Everyone's Rouge. Crying in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any last thoughts about Tom Hanks?
I really think he's a great guy. I really want to watch more of his movies.
You should.
I'm a big fan. And it's an honor to be on here. To all those listeners who are big Tom Hanks fans, and you're probably like, how come this motherfucker is on this podcast and I'm not? I'm sorry.
No, they love
you. You kind of have a Tom Hanks vibe to you, though, right?
Like, really?
Yeah. Like, you have this... I was thinking when you're like, it looks like my dad. I'm like, I could see you being like, oh, I'm related to Tom Hanks. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, yeah, for sure.
I would love to be related to Tom Hanks.
You might be. He's related to a lot of people. He's related to Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
Fred Rogers and Walt Disney.
Wow.
Yeah, they did like a DNA test.
If he did his 23andMe and made his public, I could see if he was, because I can see everyone who shares my DNA.
I have 23andMe.
If you choose to do like the social media part of it, you can see people who share your DNA. I found my cousin on there.
Ooh, wow.
Well, not my cousin, my second cousin. But there were some people on that list that share more DNA than I share with my second cousin.
Wow.
I know. Also, it turns out I am 99.5% Northern European.
Oh.
Whoa.
I am 45% British, and I am 35% Scottish or Irish.
Oh.
And then the rest is just like French, all that stuff.
Just like a math problem.
And then I'm 0.5% something.
Oh. I got mad at my results because my sister is 9% more Japanese than me. I'm like, you got all of the genes.
Yeah, I have a twin brother and I'm fine. I'm like 58 or almost 60% Italian. Oh. And he's only like 48% or something weird. And he's so mad. He's like, what? How? And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Wow. You stole all the jeans.
He literally is like, that's like, he's like, yeah, you stole it. And I'm like, I guess so.
I guess so. You soaked that up
and
sucked
him out.
In that.
Wow. How weird.
Uterus.
Sucked it out.
Sucked it out.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I mean, Tom Hanks, if you're listening, which sometimes I feel like you are.
Maybe.
Just keep doing your thing. I mean, watch Turner and Hooch, guys. It's on Disney Plus.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is.
Wow, great. I'll watch it on,
and it's just fun. And he looks good. Like, I think
does look good.
It's his most, like, I think, sexy boy. Like,
I do think he looks really good in Man with One Red Shoe.
He's in Big, too. He's very cute. Yeah. Like, also Big and Elf, I think, are very similar movies.
They are.
Mm. Like, both about a big kid. But like a guy, a kid in a human body, kind of like Elf. He's like a big kid in New York.
Yeah.
And there's like the female character that's like Zoe Deschanel, or I forget her name in Big.
Elizabeth Perkins.
Yeah. And like they're both like, I'm over it. I'm tired. Yeah. My life's boring. And then these like young kid like boys come into that, and he's like, hey, come on, hang.
Have fun again.
And it's just, Big is so cute, but no, watch Turner and Hooch. Yeah. It's also got some great dog stuff. Like the dog is so crazy looking.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it bites his neck as like a bit.
As a joke.
And it doesn't hurt him, but
I love that.
Yeah.
I love a good
But
dog
no, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
You
so much.
I'm glad you have this podcast. Yeah. It's so cool.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram. Riley Westling is my name, and also Twitter.
Yeah.
You can find me at Robert Skirbo on Twitter or Instagram. I also do Characters Welcome at UCB and Mess Hall every Sunday. So come check those out. But yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter.
Check them out.
Woo.
I have a couple Tom Hanks tweets.
You do?
I have one that's like alone. The cast party for Polar Express must have been pretty lonely.
That's a good one.
Is it deep?
That's a good one.
Oh man, well thank you for being here.
Like a little tweet to leave him wanting more.
Nothing like a little tweet. Leave him wanting more.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.
Bye. It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thank you.